You are listening to IW Radio. I'm your host, Patrick Walford. Right now, we are joined by a band. They're going to be dropping their sixth studio album this upcoming Tuesday, You Were Never Alone, on their label, Bad Christian. We are here with lead guitarist and backing vocalist of Emery, Matt Carter. Matt, how's it feel to get this one out, man?
I'm feeling really good. I mean, this has been a long time coming to get to where we're at now for both everything in our career and our own label and this album specifically. So this is pretty much a celebration point for us.
Yeah, man, definitely for sure. Now, it's been a little bit over four years since you guys released your last album, We Do What We Want. Now, just as far as this went in the entire process of this album, you guys decided to do an Indiegogo campaign that was successful, to say the very least. You guys have more than doubled what your fundraising goal was. What was the entire process like for you guys, and just how surprised were you for you guys to raise over $100,000 to record this album?
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth on it, our first thing we started to put down there, we said our goal would be $50,000. But before that was a last minute decision. Before that, we had our goal set at $25,000. We thought we could probably accomplish the recording and most of those things for $25,000. And then Toby said, he called me and said, "Hey, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if we'll make it or whatever, but I mean, I think we should ask for more and try to do it right and not just try to make a record for the cheapest, but why don't we just set the goal higher just so that it shows that we believe, you know, that it matters to us and we want to do it right." And because I was worried I just wanted to make sure, I was thinking conservative, like set it where we'd make sure to get it, I guess. And he said, "No, let's set it where we really would want it and then believe." And so I said, "Okay, I believe in what you're saying right now, so you got me, so let's just do it." And so we set the goal at $50,000, and then yeah, we were able to raise $110,000, which is wonderful. So we were able to do everything the way we wanted to do it for the album, ultimately.
Nice, man. That's definitely awesome to hear. Now, for this record, you know, the past couple releases, you've just self-produced it for the band, but to work alongside a producer like Aaron Sprinkle for this record, what was that like for you guys to be working with him, and just the overall process, you know, with both you guys co-producing this album? Just how exactly did the entire process go for yourselves, and when exactly was this entire album recorded for you guys?
This one was kind of cool. It was very segmented. Like, we worked with Aaron for years. I worked as Aaron's engineer for a long time, and he worked on our earlier records when we first got to know him. So I've been working with Aaron for 10 years now, and so we just have a pretty natural relationship. So anytime I'm doing something, if I can get Aaron to work on it with me or a part of it, then we just naturally do what it is that each of us do well. We know how to work together. So we did this one all from remote locations. So I tracked the drums. Dave came to Seattle, I tracked the drums there, and then I recorded and engineered all the stuff in the middle of the record, and then Toby tracked all his vocals from his closet in Charleston, South Carolina, and Aaron Sprinkle was in Nashville the whole time. So Aaron, Toby, and I never got together in the same studio or room, and we just worked together on it, and Aaron would, like, video chat with Toby and go through the tracks, and then Toby would upload the vocals to Aaron, and then Aaron would work on them and send them back and that kind of thing. So that's how we did it. We all three did it in remote locations, all doing the thing that we specialize in. So that Aaron did the vocals on all the records and then helped, you know, get it ready for mix. But I did all of the tracking and stuff, and then Aaron did all the vocals, and Toby sang them at his place, and that's how we did it.
Nice, man. That's awesome to hear. Now, with that, what was the writing experience like for you guys, as far as you guys all being in different locations? Was this a case where you guys kind of all got together at a certain point to, you know, write the lyrics and to kind of map everything out, or was this done, you know, all over video chat and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a lot of that, a lot of email, file sharing, things like that. The only time that any of us were in a room is Toby and Dave and I were in a room for 2 days while we did the drum recording. That was the only time that we were together at any point. And that was really just tracking both the drums themselves. So it was totally separate, which is weird. But we live in all the different states and everything, so it's just the way it needs to be for us. And, you know, it's kind of fun doing it that way, but there's drawbacks to it as well. But it's the way that makes most sense for now.
Yeah, definitely. Now, as far as lyrically on this album, you know, a lot has happened over the past 4 years for you guys. I mean, a bunch of you started up the Bad Christian podcast, which has been very successful. Just as far as that went in terms of what you guys want to write about, just to, you know, kind of growing on with your lives and you guys all kind of doing separate things, how exactly did that go for you guys this time around in terms of what exactly you guys want to write about and kind of focus on this new album, You Were Never Alone?
Well, this album, lyrically, is, I don't think it's a departure, really, at all from the normal way that we write lyrics. But this one is, if anything, it's focused on relationships still, and it's written from a first-person point of view, but it kind of looks at a bunch of different situations from a first-person point of view, it's not necessarily all written from Toby's point of view about his relationships, kind of thing. So they're almost stories. And things that Toby envisions, and then he writes about it as if he were in that. Like, how it would feel if you were in this situation, how it felt a time when he was in this situation, kind of thing. So I know that's vague, but that's what it is.
We are here with Matt Carter. He is a lead guitarist and backing vocalist of Emery. They're going to be dropping their sixth studio album coming up here next Tuesday, You Were Never Alone, on their label, Bad Christian. And Matt, just as far as it goes, man, and just kind of winding back the touring schedule a little bit for you guys, what have you been up to personally? I know you have said that you've worked as an engineer for Aaron Sprinkle for quite a while, but just as far as just what you guys have been up to in the meantime outside of touring, I know last year and in late 2013, you guys obviously did the 10-year anniversary tour for your first record. But just as far as what you're up to these days, I know you guys keep fairly busy with the Bad Christian podcast, which I must say, man, it's definitely become a favorite of mine for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, so what we're working on, and I can't quite get a grip on, is how to balance all the different things that we do and home life and everything. So we're constantly trying to make formulas, say, oh, we'll tour this many days, or we'll do this many podcasts, whatever. But we are trying to balance doing our podcast, the Bad Christian podcast, and that website. I do another podcast called Break It Down, where we're actually going through Emery's songs and talking about the details and the production and stuff like that. And then some of us have jobs that we do, and things like that. And then the Emery touring could take up unlimited time if we wanted to do it. So we're trying to balance that out. But right now, we go on tour with Emery about 3 or 4 or 5 times a year for about 2 weeks at a time. That's pretty much what we've decided is the right pace for us. But I have to admit, sometimes that still feels like we're not being able to get everything done. But it's just super hard to, like, not. I don't want to pull back on anything. I don't want to not do Emery. I don't want to not do Bad Christian more. I don't want to not start more podcasts. I want to do all those things. So sometimes it's like, well, should we do less of something? And if so, what? And that's really hard to answer. So I don't know. But the goal is to keep getting better at stuff so we can keep doing more of everything.
You're all the way out in Hawaii, as I'm up here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm assuming that it's probably the polar opposite in terms of temperatures right now. You know, it's kind of a gloomy spring day up here in Canada. It's probably pretty hot there in Hawaii, but you guys are going to be doing some dates for the 10-year anniversary of The Question, as well as playing some new songs. Just in terms of where people can catch you just over these next couple weeks, where exactly are you guys going to be hitting?
Yeah, that's right. We're in Hawaii today. We're playing tonight with Silverstein here. And then we fly back to Seattle and are doing the whole West Coast and out Southwest Texas and get to the Midwest to celebrate the 10th anniversary of The Question, like you said. And we're also going to be playing songs in the new record. So we both get to celebrate the 10-year of The Question as well as promote our new record and celebrate that too. So it's a super fun time, super fun touring. We're going to do this same tour, the same setup, same set, for the next, I don't know, maybe whole year, every time we can get out and tour in every different region of the U.S. and hopefully Canada and whatever territories we can go to in the world, this is what we're going to be doing for the next little while.
Nice, man. That's awesome to hear. It's got to be pretty special, too, for you guys to be playing with Silverstein, who are also celebrating their 10-year anniversary of their record, Discovering the Waterfront, and a band that you guys have toured with numerous times. Just what kind of feeling is that, you know, to be touring once again with a band like Silverstein, or at the very least, you know, playing a show with them in a place like Hawaii, where not a lot of bands get to head out to? What kind of memories does that bring back for yourself, you know, getting to tour with Silverstein, you know, way back in the day?
Yeah, we've toured with Silverstein a bunch of times, really. So yeah. One of the first tours we did was with them. Their record came out. Their first record came out just a little bit before ours did, and we're in the same kind of music, and we've had the same kind of career path. We're probably two of the bands that have lasted the longest and just never broken up, never hiatus, just keep on going. So we're very much alike, and obviously get along with them and know them super well. So seeing them here in Hawaii is like, oh, how's it going, Bill? What's up, Shane? It's just like back to work, you know. It's super comfortable. They have a new record coming out too, so like real similar, but it's fun. It's really fun to see other people who have been successful and are cool and been able to do it for a long time as well.
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's also kind of a bit of a crazy coincidence that you guys both have records coming out next Tuesday as well.
That is weird. But yeah, for our tour dates, I wanted to say you can go to emerymusic.com. You can see what those are and stuff there.
Now, if people want to go and pick up this album when it drops next Tuesday, if they weren't a part of the fundraising campaign, where would you like them to go to go and pick it up?
You know, I've been telling people to go to badchristian.com and buy it there, because that's when you're giving us money directly and we're giving you product directly. So I'd love that. But at the same time, we've told everybody that, and all the people that I think are our real people that are really paying attention. And at the same time, I love, if people want to buy stuff on iTunes, go for it there. And I'm really excited that we have CDs in stores. So FYE, Hastings, Best Buy, I don't know if every location has it or not, but if you like buying CDs in stores, that's really great too. So we're able to get them in stores and have distribution. So the more that people buy them from stores, I think that shows those outlets and our distribution that we're doing well, and they might reorder CDs. So it's good for us no matter where anybody buys it. I don't think it matters too much.
Awesome, man. Well, Matt, right now we are going to get to a new song from you guys premiering exclusively here on IW Radio. So if you just want to set up the song and let everyone know just kind of what it's about, go for it.
All right. Well, we're about to listen to a song from our new album, You Were Never Alone, called What's Stopping You Can't Stop All This. It's absolutely one of my favorites. I'm really glad that it gets to premiere on radio, or on Adobe Radio specifically. Hope you like it. It's got all the good, fun, classic things about Emery in it in one song. I think it's adventurous, and I hope everybody likes it as much as I do.
All right, awesome, man. Here it is on Adobe Radio.